Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. KP is back. I know, I'm excited too, folks. She's our social media expert. She's my social media expert, for that matter. She's one of the best in the business, and she's our good friend. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, What are the social media platforms up to? I know they're up to something no good. They're up to something. They're always up to something. They're changing algorithms. They're creating new rules that tick off our customers, or they're narrowing down our capability, or somehow or another they're licking the red off our candy. How are they doing it today?
Well, actually, Google is making some big changes in their advertising platform. You don't call it AdWords anymore. It's called Google Ads. But what they've done is created a Google marketing platform where they've got products that they own that have been by themselves, and they're integrating everything so that you have your analytics 360, your search ads 360. They're calling everything 360, and they have all these tools that are integrated and working together now in a collaboration.
Yeah.
Now, primarily, that's for large brands. Big corporations are needing those type of tools. But what they have done for the small business created something called Smart Campaigns, and it is strictly for small business who doesn't have the expertise in Google Ad, you know, the Google Ads and the search expertise. And so it's actually similar to, they used to have AdWords Express, but now they're calling it Smart Campaigns, and it's actually allowing a small business to, you know, with very little setup, be able to run a smart campaign.
Mm.
Then they recognize that, you know, this shocked me too, but almost half of small business owners in the U.S. do not even have a website still.
That's still,
and I know that's
I started saying that almost 20 years ago, and I still can't believe it. It hadn't changed. If that statistic is accurate, that hasn't changed in 20 years.
No.
And it's still astonishing to me.
So what they did is they've added they're actually testing auto-optimized landing pages for these smart campaigns for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't have a place to send them. You know what I mean? That's
right.
The biggest problem is,
yeah,
you know, if you're going to run an ad, you want to send them to the right place.
You got
to
have, exactly.
And you've got to have something. And so this functionality is going to be right within the smart campaign.
Manta, right? You've heard of Manta.com.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can they use the Manta platform to pull a Google ad into that? I mean, can they send it there?
Well, the only thing that they've said is they are integrating with, I think, over 100 different things now.
Right.
So they're really trying to expand the functionality. So
to make it easy for people to have a place to go, a home.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about a landing page is if you're trying to deliver a product or a solution in an ad, then you need a place to have them see it and be able to consume it or buy it. Right. And so that's kind of, it'll be a consuming and product-centric type of mini website on these landing pages. It's going to be right within it. And it is going to be using machine learning, it says. So the
landing page will be, it'll be a Google landing page for you. If you don't have a website and you want to buy ads on Google, they'll give you a place for the customers to go and do business with you. They'll help you with that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. And yes, that is what I'm talking about. And
that's smart. I got to say, that's very smart of them. That's very smart of them.
That's a whole
frontier of opportunity out there. They're not folks. They didn't get to be Google by not sniffing out an opportunity. I can tell you that right now. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Kathy Perry. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. Twin Tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.